from Yecheshamun Aleph at the bottom. Tanya Umra Behuda, Lahoya Shofar Shokinim Birushalayim, Mitne Hataruvos, Shema Tomusachas, the Nimtsu Demechatos, Mesos Muravos Bahen. And the mission says that Rabbi Yehuda held that there only was two different shofros, one for Torim and one for Gozli Ola. And they only were for different kinds of birds, but they all were nedavos. A woman had to bring, or a man had to bring a chatas and an ola as a chova, so he didn't put it in the shofar. Yeah, the monies was brought directly, given to the Kohen, and or the birds were brought directly, or whatever. They didn't put the money into a shofar. So Mar says the reason is there was no shofar for kinei chova, because one of them is a chatas, and if somebody would die, then it comes out that money is pasul, has to be destroyed, just like a chatas amesa. The money is the same thing as a chatas. Chatas that dies has to be let die, so the money has to be destroyed. You don't know which money it is, so therefore it assers all the money in the shofar. So to avoid that, they didn't have a shofar with money of a chatas ha'ofen it. So he just brought it separately, because it couldn't get mixed up. Where it says, "Vatanya," the Brisa says, not like that. Hoisha sha'omra hareole kain, nevia dmei kain, venosanasu b'shofar. The woman says, I'm going to bring a kan of tziporim, in other words, two birds. So she brings it and she puts it into the shofar. Vochelus bekodshim, ve'eno chosheshes, shemin esatzel b'hen. And what's it called? She doesn't have to worry. Maybe they didn't bring it yet. She's allowed to eat kachim. She's not allowed to eat kachim until they bring her carbon. So she can assume they brought the carbon and eat kachim. And the Kohen doesn't have to worry. Maybe there's somebody died and the money is chatos hamesos. He can bring the money assuming that nobody died. So the Maisa, you see that there's no chash. If it's a suffix, you don't worry. You assume that the people are still alive. You don't know for sure. So Mara says, no, the reason that Rabbi Yehuda held he didn't put one is not because maybe somebody will die and you'll have to be choshish, because somebody will die for sure. Ki kamrinan b'chato shemesu ba'aleim vada. We're afraid that somebody will die for sure, and then there's a problem. Then we know for sure that the person died and their money is mixed in with this other money, and then all the money is going to be awesome. So Mara says, v'yamrinan nivru dalet zuzim v'nishtei benara. Take out four zuzim and throw it in the Yam HaMelech, and that'll be the four that what's it called that the cost of the bird that the woman that died had. So it says, "Amrina b'Alma Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Breira." No, that would depend on Breira. In other words, that we could now say that this was the money that originally was given by her, the one, the person who died. We don't know that. Maybe this isn't the money. That's dependent on Breira. We'll see 1 second, it's not so simple, but let's see the Takan Chavim first. We'll see what's going on. Okay. Tanya. Omer Yehuda, Lahoya Shofar Shokinim. Lekine Chovos, Kamo Zov, the Zov of the Oledes, Shiitnu Latocho, Kamo Shoya Lekine Dova. There was no shofar for a Kine Chova as there was for Kine Nedova. Why? Shemet Tomus Echem Nibali Akinim, Shinasim Shofar. Because maybe somebody who put the money into the shofar of Kinei Chova will die. And then the chatas becomes a chatas mesa. Shemesu baleim, v'havelei mos, olsen shemesu baleim, muravos, and maksheris. And all the money's mixed together. We don't know which money is kosher and which money is pasul. The kulan yelchu, yamabelech, all of them then will have to be destroyed. Nisafik. So they ask, l'chara, why isn't it batel? Why isn't the money of the chatas hamesa bottle in the robe of the other malos? So they say that first of all, money is a dover chashuv; it's not bottle. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, it's all goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. He holds min b'mino is not bottle, so the money is all min b'mino; it's also not bottle. So that's why the money can't be bottle. Shemara says, "Vatanya." That's 1 second. So that's the reason there wasn't a shofar for that. Vatanya Isha, who tosefta perik days the shkolin. This is a tosefta. Vehuva be'erivin. The shambig mora gir saw Isha sheyesha lehaledo ziva. It's not a woman who says who's menadev akan, because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a woman who has a chiyuv. to bring one ola and one chata, some birds, shioledes or ziva, mevia mos v'nosenes b'shofar, the toveles v'ocheles b'kachim la'erev. She puts the money in the shofar, and she assumes that they use that money to bring her korban that day. And that night already, she can go to the mikvah and eat kachim. V'achi nami hachi perusho. Shomra hainu shesho'eles harei olai chiyuv kein miledo miziva the sho'eles ma ta'ase itovi demeyem the chen b'yisra achilas kachim. Now it doesn't mean ha'isha sho'amra that she made a nedava. She said harei olai kein, do I have to bring a kein, what's it called, am I chayiv to bring it? That's how we learn this tosefta. So she's bringing something she has to bring, one's a chatos and one's an ola. So miviyah demeyem, she brings the money. She brings the money of the two birds, puts them in the shofar, and assumes that the kohen's going to take that money and bring her korbanos that day. She has to go to the mikveh again because she was a mechusar kippurim. Even though she went to the mikveh the day before, she has to go again, so now that her karbanos are brought and permitted to eat kachim. And she doesn't have to worry, maybe the kohanim were lazy, and they didn't bring her karban from that day. Shemi yisatzel b'hem dechazoka, kohanim osim shlichusan. Kohanim do what they're supposed to do every day on time. Ve'eino chosh yishem edmei chattas meishas mura. And the kohen doesn't have to worry that maybe somebody died who gave money into this shofar, and there's money of chatos hameishas mixed in. So Mara says no. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there was such a shofar, we wouldn't be choshish misafik. Maybe somebody died. But Rabbi Yehuda said there was no such shofar because we're afraid that somebody for sure will die, and then we'll have a problem. Ki kamrina bechata shemesu balei avadai. The chashir and shema yisvada the birur shemesa echad the nimtza kul and azil ibu. Then all of them have to be destroyed. We're not afraid that somebody will die. That's not the reason why there wasn't a shofar. The shofar was there because we're afraid that if somebody taka dies, it's going to answer all the money. Where it says the iamrinim breira dalid zuzay shir demay pray the achas. The money for one group of birds is four zuzin. Kinesnam bekinim omdu kinim bevravasayim. Rabbi Yehuda Leslie Breira. Ba'anan Rabbi Yehuda Kanim. This whole thing is according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira. So they ask the Chora, what's this that we do with Breira? They have Taruvas Isser. Right? You can't just take out one thing and say, well, this is where the Isser is, and everything else is okay. It doesn't work like that. Right? So they say that over here, what happened was, I'm not going to go into the details, but just what happened was, when they put the money in, they made a Tanai. That in case I die, I don't want this money to be, what's it called, to be for a chova. I want it only to be for a nedava. And every time somebody put in, and therefore, now the breira will be, was the tnai mekuyim or not. In other words, now, igroi nuslam afreya, that the one that you're using now is the one that the tnai was made on or whatever. That's very far-fetched, because it doesn't matter to think about it. And therefore, other Rishonim say that the only time that taruvis is aser, and you can't be somech on breira to take out something and say that that's where the isser was, is if the things were mutter and asr separate, and then they got mixed up together. But if the whole taruvus became asr only when it was mixed together already, like over here, all the money was together, and then somebody died. Now one of the things that was mixed together became asr. And I said it was already mixed together. So we don't, there was no, that one money wasn't mavur. Then we say, you could say breira. Then we say that the one that you take out is the one taka of the person who died. Then you do say breira. But according to you, don't say breira anyway, so it doesn't work.
Can you be mechal of tonight?
Mechal is what on tonight?
On a different money. You take different money and say, wherever the money is there, I want to be mechal.
You can't be mechal something that has to go le'ibud. It doesn't have that kind of kedusha. You can't be mechal something that needs to go to Ibud, something else. No, you can't, but I'm saying you can't. The Kedusha is not a Kedusha that can be Chal, can transfer. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Bei Rebun, Omer Rav Bo, Bar Memel, Boy Omer Harei Olai Eitz, Medi Gizer Echad, It's only if you said Eitzim, then you have to bring minimum two Gezarim, two logs. But if you said specifically, I'm bringing one wood, then you bring one log. Amra Blazer, Masnisa Amra Cain. We see that one log is also called a carbon by itself. Why? Shezek carbon fnei atzmo. Vezek carbon fnei atzmo. Kehide tanina. Where do we see that each log you look at, even though they didn't bring them in less than two gzirim at a time on the mizbeach, they brought two logs every day, right? So where do we see that each one's considered separate? So if you made such a net that I'm bringing in eight, you could bring one log. The tanina says in the Mishnah Taman shnayim biyadim shnei gizrei etzim. When they brought the gizrei etzim, two different kohanim brought each one. So each one was considered a carbon by itself. So if a person made a nether to bring eights, he can bring one log on the mizbeach. By carbon, l'rabos eso eitzin. So where do we learn this idea that you can bring a carbon of eitzin? Right? Because it says carbon, l'avi carbon, from that word, extra word carbon, see in the pasuk in a second, you see that you can bring eitzim as a carbon. Here he didn't ask a question. He asked whether everybody agrees with what he's going to say, like we had in the first parak. Even though you have to bring two gezirim every day, each one's considered a separate thing. How do you know that? Because two kohanim, each one held a different thing. That's why there was a different coin for each one. Each one's considered a separate thing. Okay. I think the girl is not Goris, this Corbin. That's why he doesn't say anything about it. Right, Lo Garcinan. Okay. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, Ovyan Amma. The thickness of each gzira, each log, had to be an Amma. In other words, the thickness of it was one Amma. Ba'ama shochekes, with a large amma. In other words, an exact amma, a little bit more. The arkan ba'ama geduma, but the length was an exact amma. In fact, a short amma, not exactly an amma. Why? Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rav Ami kamin tortoni, that it was mamish. What's it called? Like a block, a square, cube. What's it called? Kamin Tartani means that it was the thickness of a scale, of the mid. What's it called? The mid thing of a scale that the two sides are totally on. That's the same thickness of the minimum log that you have to bring as a carbon if you're not of a carbon agent. So one holds it had to be an amma by an amma. And the other one holds it had to be what's it called the thickness of the base of a scale.
What scale?
They had a standard scale. So that was they knew what the measure was. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Ami. Okay, I'm Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Lefi shelo hayim makom hamarocha el amma la amma. The reason why the thickness was a large amma and the length was a small amma, because the makom hamarocha was exactly an amma by an amma. Therefore, the length couldn't go over the maracha. The tani came, ama hayisod, ama sovev, ama karkov, ama kronos, ama maracha. We have a mishnah that says that all of these parts of the mizbeach were exactly an ama. The yisod, the sovev, the karkov, the kronos, and the maracha were all an ama. Shochekes, Raveches Gdola. The Ovian shall call Echad the Echad, the Omer shall call Echad Karmuth Niatzmo. Each one was, what's it called, was the thickness was an Amma. And they put them one on top of the other. So they fit on the Maracha. Shekol Echad the Lachain Koya call Echad the Niatzmo. The Lo, well, I don't know who this is, but, it's one of the Mephoshim here. Geduma Pchusa. And the other one, the length though had to be short, because it shouldn't go over the maracha. Tortnik knemoznayim, the mid base of a scale. Vafilu kol shehu bavil, the base of a scale didn't have to be any thickness; it could be even a stick. So therefore he holds it didn't have to have any minimum thickness. It could be even like a scale, or what's it called, even a mashu. Inami shiyushavim behekish or konkavim. Another pshat of tartani is what we said before, that it's a, what's it called, a cube. That the length and the width should be equal. The thickness and the length should be equal. Just like a scale, it's balanced, equal. Kach l'malki mashmos pirush aram masnisa. Inami kemecha godish saw. Ketortni means that it was exact. Just like when you a scale, you even it out to make it exact. Here also it had to be exactly an amma, not anything more. It shouldn't stick off the maracha. The eitzim have to be on the mizbeach, and the mizbeach is called the makom hamaracha, the place where you burn the karbanos, and that was only an amma by an amma. So the wood couldn't stick off of that because then it wouldn't be on the mizbeach. Therefore the eitzim had to be exactly an amma, not more, and even a little bit less, so it could fit on the maracha. The tani cane, we have a mission that says b'feirish that the makom hamaracha was an amma, amma karkov, amma kronos, amma maracha. The amma shebena kronos umakom hiluch nimatim bo amasayim lecholzad. The mizbeach was really what's it called much bigger, but the place where the kohanim walked and the place where what's it called the kronos, the corners of the mizbeach were, took away on each side two ammas, partially amma lama. What left that left one amma by an amma. Because the Mizbeach was three Amas by three Amas. So if you take off, no, it was more, it was five Amas by five Amas. So if you take off two on each side, you're left with one in the middle. Zehevi Raya, the Amma Karkov, Amma Kronos, Imkein Lo Nisharak Amma Marocha. Okay. So that was the shear of wood. If you're Menadiv wood, Stam, what's the minimum dimensions of the wood that you have to bring? Okay. Lavona. If you're Menadiv Lavona, how much Lavona do you have to bring? Yifchos mikometz, you have to bring a handful. Nemer, how do you know that? Nemer kan askara, the nemer lahalan askara. Ma askara omer lahalan mole kometz, af askara omer kan mole kometz. See, they're talking about it. Levon lo yifchos mikometz, nemer kan. Hochem masnisen, belevona haboi bifnei atzma, ayri. Velo ashkechon kometz echot, rak belevona haboi mamincha. Right, where do we find that you have to bring a kometz of levona? Levona that comes with a regular mincha. Right, that there it's clear that the amount that you bring with the mincha is a handful of lavona. The nichlal ima lavona d'fnei atzma b'shiurim, and the Gemara, what's it called, learns from the pasuk that speaks about lavona by a mincha that the same halacha would apply to lavona that you bring by itself. You bring stam, your menadiv lavona as a carbon, so you have to bring also a handful. First we have to establish that if you bring Lavona with a mincha, it's a komitz. Then we can say the same halach applies to Lavona that you bring by itself. So first the Gemara describes how do you know that Lavona that you bring with the mincha is a handful. So it says here, Askara Nemar Khan, Hainu Lavona Haboy Ma Mincha, by Lavona that comes with a mincha, it says Askara. Xivias kol halavona askarosel Hashem umashmalahu des kol halavona dekomer hainu kol shem haktoris lavona. Whatever is that the part of lavona has to go on the mizbeach, that's called kol halavona. Af habov neatzma, same thing goes. Anything that you bring as lavona, whether it's with a mincha or without, has the same din. Now what's the din? The nemer lahalim belechem aponim. By the lechem aponim it says v'nasata lamarocha lavona zaka laaskara. Just like by lechem aponim, we know that you put a kometz of lavona on the shulchan lemarocha kedishnan b'masnisi menochos v'mchaser mimolei kometz posel kedomer sham behedya. The Gemara in Menochos learns out that on the lechem aponim you had to put a full kometz of lavona on each marocha. There were two marochas of six breads, so you had two bezichim, two flasks that held lavona. One held a kometz and the other one held a kometz. So each flask held a kometz. Afkan moli kometz v'chaser posel. Same thing over here. If you didn't have exactly a kometz of lavona, it's posel. Just like with a mincha, we'll see in a second with a mincha. So just like by lechem aponim, you needed a kometz of lavona. And if it was missing anything, it was posel. If you're menadev lavona and you bring less than a kometz, it's posel. Shemara says, Ihoch imalahalan beis kematzim. Belechem aponim, kama shikasim asnisim, beis bezichim, beis komchim, lechol marocha, komatzechot, hachinami hachot. That's the case, you're learning it from lechem aponim, you should need two komatzim. Because by the lechem aponim, there were two bezichim, and each one had a komatz in it. So here also, if you bring lavona, you should have to bring two komatzim. Where it says, Amarav ila, klum lomdu lekomatz elami minchaschote. No, you made a mistake. We don't learn the fact that you need a komitz of lavona by itself from lechem aponim. We learn it from a mincha, right? From mincha schote. Malahalin komitz achaser posel, afkan komitz achaser posel. Nice, the Rock changes the gear. So just like over there, it's kosher. Over here, it's also kosher. Meaning by lechem aponim, the Gemara says that if it's chaser, it's posel. But by a mincha, even if it's missing a little bit, it's still kosher. See the Takan Chazitim. Klum lomdu lekomitz milechem aponim ela mincha lomdu. We didn't learn it from lechem aponim that if you bring a what's it called, levona by itself, you need a komitz. You made a mistake. We didn't learn it from lechem aponim. We learned it dafka from a mincha. Rav Ila ba lister ma vehishkel lilmo milechem aponim. He's coming to contradict what we said before. The Omar klum lomdu lekomitz milechem aponim. We didn't learn it from lechem aponim. The chishiura the komitz levona. Hein haboy ma mincha, hein bifnei atzmo lomdu milechem aponim. The shear that of lavona that you need a komatz. We didn't learn from lechem aponim because over there you needed two komatzim, one for each bazich. Ela mi mincha lomdu. The whole din we learn from mincha. Kidamrina b'menachas. Dechsiva heira mi menu bekumtzo. Should take from the mincha, from the oil and the flour of a handful. Misolas ha mincha mishamna and the eskol halavona. And it makish lavona laharoma the mincha. It compares the lavona to what you take off the mincha from the flour. Just like the flour is a komitz, so too the lavona is a komitz. Right? Maharoma the mincha komitz af lavona. Gam ken komitz. Uminoa, same halacha as a mincha. Malahalan kimu chachosr kosher. If you had less than a komitz, it's also kosher. Right, the Gemara learns it. Afkan kimut chachaser kosher. Same thing, the lavona, even if it's less, it's kosher. L'hai sugi tzorach lomad. The Rav Ilas farli b'lavona haboy ma'mincha k'Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda defligul menachas gabe chisa lavonasas machlokas. Whether if you had less than a komitz of lavona, is it kosher or not? You have to say that Rav Ila held it's kosher. Usfarli the kosher. The gam svarli k'chad mehani amaroi. Rav Ami Reb Yehuda nafcha. The svar like a machlokas, the lavona haboy mamincha hachinami lavona b'nei asma. You have to hold. He also holds that the halacha of the lavona that comes with a mincha, which is kosher b'chaser, is the same halacha of the lavona that comes by itself. It's also kosher b'chaser. Masha'enkein b'komitz de bezich and the lechem aponim the divrei akol chaser pasul kedomer hasam. If you learn it from lechem aponim, there everybody holds that if it's missing anything from the komitz, it's pasul. So the komitz of lavona that you bring with the lechem aponim has to be complete. The komitz of lavona that you bring with a mincha doesn't, it'll chatchila, has to be complete. But the evidence kosher if it's not. And the mela, we don't learn the komitz of lavona that you bring by itself from lechem aponim. And then if it'll be missing something, it'll be possible, but we learn from a regular mincha, therefore if it's missing something, it's kosher. Okay. Om Rav Yosef, Milsad Rav Ila Omra, Hamishnadiv Lavona, Mavia Bekom Social Kohen. From what Rav Ila said, we can learn the following halacha. Since we're learning it from a mincha, by a mincha, the komets, the Kohen, makes the komets, and every Kohen's hand is different. So the komets depends on the Kohen that's bringing it, right, that mincha. So if you bring Lavona by itself, so you don't know, what there's no Kohen involved. So you have to bring it, some say Kohen Gadol, right? You have to bring it according to the fish of the biggest Kohen around that day. Others say, no, stam, it has to be with the fish of a Kohen. If this guy has a small fish, not going to help. You need the average fish of a Kohen. Milsa d'Rab Ila Amra Midvarab Muchach, from what he said, you can say, HaMisnadiv Lavonim Aviyah Bekom Shoshal Kohen. He doesn't have Kohen Gadol, there's Kohen. And even if Kohen Gadol doesn't mean the Kohen Gadol, it means a big Kohen. Since he learns it from mincha, and there's the same halacha of lavona that comes together with a mincha, af lekula, even lekula that it's kosher if it's chaser, In Cain Lakula Milson the Shavya, we should compare it completely. The Misharina Bashir Komsa Shal Yada Kohen. The komitz of a mincha you establish by the fist of the Kohen who brings the mincha. Mura says no. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyahu afilu b'komitz habaylin. No, you could even figure it out with the fist of the person who's bringing it. That for that we don't compare it, since there is no Kohen involved over here. Afilu b'komitz habaylin, we come up from the dog ne'atzmahu. Since Elisha you're bringing it by itself, and there's no Kohen involved over here, so it has its own din. And the shear is the komitz of the person who's bringing it, not the komitz of the Kohen. Zohav, if you donate gold and you don't specify how much, lo yifchos mi dinar zohav, you have to bring one dinar zohav. Omer Abelazar, who should skirt surah? That's if you said, I'm bringing a gold coin. Aval im lo yiskirt surah, you didn't mention a coin, you said gold, afilu tsinora, then even a little toothpick of gold is good enough. Tsura matbeya. If you said gold coin, then the smallest gold coin, or the gold coin that people normally mean, is a dinar. Kimoshi kosa bigmara, tsursa de zuze. That's called a matbeya, that's a coin. Chinora, mazli coin, even a little toothpick, even a little fork is good enough. Because that's made out of gold too. Shisha l'nedova, chizkiya omar keneged shisha batei avos. Why were there six different pushkas for nedova? Keneged the six batei avos that served every week. Right? There were a mishmar that served for 2 weeks. And they were split into six families. Every day a different family from that mishmar served. So in order they shouldn't come to fight, so they had six different things, pushkas, and they each one got the pushka for their day. So no problem. Whatever was in your pushka, that's the korbanos you brought. So you got to eat those, you got to get the skins from those, and that way they didn't fight over the korbanos. You got more, I got less. Whatever was in that pushka that day, that's what you got. Now Shabbos, they all were equal, because Shabbos there were very few korbanos. So if somebody, if they split into seven and one guy got Shabbos, he's going to be very upset because he got much less than the other six. So Shabbos all of them were equal, and they divided up the korbanos equally, but each of the 6 days they got whatever in that pushka. That's why there are only six pushkas.
What money did they take?
What
money did they take for Shabbos?
From the from the Shabbos they took from the Lishka.
In
the Korban, the only Korbanos Tzibur. Didn't bring any private Korbanos on Shabbos. So they split up the Korbanos Tzibur equally. Bar Pdia Omar, Keneged Sheish Behemos. Bar Pdia says no, it wasn't Keneged the Mishmaros. Could be there were seven Mishmaros, seven Batayav. And they weren't afraid that people would get upset. If your luck came out that this year you got Shabbos, next year you get Thursday. So not a problem. But the reason they had six was connected different animals. Somebody said, I want to bring a par. So he put the money in the par one. Somebody, these were all olos. I want to bring an eagle. There are only six behemoths you can bring an olo from. A par, an eagle, a sa'ir, an ayil, a gdi, and a tle. So they had, and each one was a different amount of money. So they had different pushkas for the amount of money for these kinds of animals. Each pushka was for a different kind of animal. Shmuel Amar connected shisha korbanos. Shmuel said they corresponded to the six different kinds of korbanos that these were leftovers of. These are shiorei chatos and hashamos, which you bring as an ola, right, on ketz hamizbeach. You're poldeit, and the money goes for an ola. So what are the six korbanos that they're left over, you transfer the money to be an ola? What are they? Chatos hashamos, regular chatos and hasham, hamenachos, right, and menachos, another minchas chote, vasiris ha'efa, and the kohen gadol, and the kohen gadol is vasiris ha'efa, a kohen who, the day that he becomes a kohen, is initiated, brings vasiris ha'efa. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says another reason why there were six, because if you put all the money into one, it gets ruined, it got rusty or whatever. If you put it separately, the air got to it and it stayed good. So they had six just because they should split it up, and all the money shouldn't be in one place concentrated. Right? Since it was a lot of money, they divided it up into six different things, so the money shouldn't go bad.
Wasn't it empty every day?
What?
Wasn't it empty?
No, it wasn't empty every day. Only if you hold that it was a what's it called, chatos, mamish, then yeah. But the other, the six nedavas, not nedava. There was no reason to bring all these things every day. Whenever they needed the mizbeach to be used when it wasn't being used, they brought these things.
All the coins were molded.
What?
All the.
That's what happened. I never saw coins that they had then, but that's what happened to them. The either became rusty or it became moldy or whatever. The she called mishmar choluk lo levav bati avos. Each mishmar was split into six families. Kineged vav yimei shavua, for 6 days of the week. Ze ovi yomah v'ze yomah. Every family served on a different day of the week of the 2 weeks that their mishmar was serving in the Beis Hamikdash. V'shabbos kulan shavim. On Shabbos they all were equal. V'chein tiknu vav shofros shalo yitlu zemi shofros shoze v'lo asin suyei. They should each one get whatever shofar was for their day, and that's why they won't fight. No, going to take from this one. I got less. I want to take from you. Whatever you got, you got. Kedisha v'bavli menachas. Shisha behemos par shamisnadi par laola mevi v'nosin the shofar shishmo par. Person wants a menada, then a par as an ola, so he puts his money in the one that's called par. B'mona echad, the par b'mona echad. A par costs one money. Egel hamisnadi mevi heishloim a what's it called? An eagle cost five shloim. The notion of shofar shishmo eagle, the chen kula, all of them, whatever value of that animal that you are menadev, you put in the shofar that goes for that animal. The kohanim lochim is shofar shishmo par makrivim par. From the shofar that was for par, they took out and they bought only bulls. The carving then a shofar parim. Actually, yichlu hamos lohaki nakat shisha behemos she'ein ola boy elam shisha behemos elu. An ola can only come from one of these six animals. Keneged shisha karbanos and what's it called? Shmuel said that it's keneged the six kinds of karbanos that you could be what's it called? Bring as a ola the case on his beah if those karbanos were left over. Which we learned already that all these things went for olos l'keisham esbeach shofros har bekiloshos apshu amos. The money shouldn't become moldy, right? Loved after moldy, it could be that it became rusty. The hosom of forish my time of the mar the loomer kamar. Over there in Menachos explains why each one didn't say like the other one, but there are all different reasons. Okay. Now we're going to go back to the shofars that Yehoyada made. These were 13 shofars were in the Beis Hasheni. But in the first Beis Hamikdash, we'll see that they only had either one shofar or two shofars. It says Yehoyada, Reb Shim Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rabbi Yonis, and Omer Shtei Nedava Sasta. He made two shofars for Nedava in the first Beis Hamikdash. Tani Divei Rabbi Shmuel Nedava Achas, and Rabbi Shmuel said it was only one shofar for Nedavas in the first Beis Hamikdash, not two. Dichsiv Vayomer Hamelech Vayasu Aron Echad Vayitnu Behechol Beis Hashem Vayikov Chor Bedalso. They made one box, one chest with a hole in the top to put money in, and that was the one that was in the Heichol. That was only one thing. Ay Vahad Dichsiv Vayomer Hamelech Vayasu Aron Echad Vayitnu Beshar Beis Hashem Chutza. That it wasn't inside the Heichel, it was outside. So Mashma, there were two of them, one outside, one inside. No, it was the same one. Originally they put it inside, then they saw that people who were Tamei couldn't put money in it because they couldn't get inside, so then the Melech moved it outside, what's it called, so everybody had access to it. Rabbi, who was this? Chuna B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Achlo Yasa Beis Hashem Sipos Kesef Mizmaros. Okay, this see 1 second, what's going on? There's something missing here. See the Taklin Chavitin. Vikikalosam Kamoshikosam Bifnim. The Agav the Maskir Masnis the Medrash Yehoyada. Since it mentioned the Mishnah, the Medrash that Yehoyada Kohen made, that anything that's a Moser Chatos and Asham, you bring as an Ola, and the skins go to the Kohen, not to Bedek Abayis. And the basar goes on the mizbeach. That Yehoyada Kohen Darshan Lo Yuva Beis Hashem Dorish Lahani Kroy. So it brings these psukim also, which have to do with Yehoyada Kohen. How many pushkas he made in the first Beis Hamikdash? The Rami Kroy Adadi, and we bring a stira because one pasuk's mashma they only had it one thing. The other one's mashma they had two. One says that they had it inside. One said outside. So if it's only one, how could it be inside and outside? So Gemara answers all these questions. Hachi garshin babavli ksubos v'mishani Reb Shimon. Who is this? Reb Shimon ben not here. Shmuel ben Nachman. Beis Nedava Soy. There were two pushkas. With a divrei hayomim mari Nedava acheresi lo lebedek habayis. And in divrei hayomim, where it speaks about Nedava, it's talking about a different one. There were two different things. One went for bedek habayis, and one went for olos. The dorish es shara kesef hainu Nedava acheres. With a malachim in divrei hayomim hadi. And the one in malachim is the same one that's in divrei hayomim. Nedava achas. My kichlosam kolomer hach krodika kalosam dechsiv bevayaseu kelim leves Hashem, right? Lechora, this is all missing from our Gemara. What it means is the following: it says lechora that from one of them they made klei shoreis, and from the other one lechora it went to what's it called for olos or for bedek habayis. So it's mashma there were two, because one was used for klei shoreis. So the Gemara says no, lachar shel siru, they all was one. But after they finished using the first one for whatever they needed, if there was money left over, they used it for klei shoris. Lachar shel siru, doris shara kesef hamosri mashin gavul lebedek habayis osu klei shoris. The leiv beis din masna lehem vuko kimna de bavli shot. The beis din made a tnai that if there's money left over that's not needed for bedek habayis, you could use it for klei shoris. The kasha al Rabbi Shmuel, who said there was only one pushka. Because here's Mashman, there were two pushkas, one inside, one outside. B'shar beis Hashem chutzah, Mashman is shnei aron v'sayu. Echad imam b'chutz, ve'echad b'fnim. Mashman, there was one chest outside, one chest inside. So there were two pushkas. Amad is shnei nedav v'sayu. U'mashani d'la olam echad hoysa. There really was only one. V'hasheni hoyim ibn atmeim, sh'asurim likonis. Originally they put it inside, they saw then the Tmeim can't put in, so they moved it to the outside. But it's talking about the same chest, not two different chests. Hadron lech perach yudim l'shofres, hadron lech perach yudim l'shofres, hadron lech perach yudim l'shofres.